The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Meyer Roth, Dayan at Beis Din Meisharim Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur is in the Gemara Daf Hei in Baba Metzia. A Yid went Sukkot's time, he went to the store to buy himself an esrig and dalad minim for Sukkot. After looking around, he picked up a beautiful esrig at a very good price. He took his esrig to a rav, and the rav looked at the esrig, and he couldn't stop saying how what a beautiful esrig this yid had picked out for himself. Standing by this rav was a wealthy man who had not found yet that beautiful esrig that he wanted. Seeing the rav so astounded and excited by this beautiful esrig, he approached this other fellow and he asked him, maybe you want to sell me this esrig since it's such a beautiful esrig, which this yid declined. He said he's not interested in selling it. He would like to use it himself for the mitzvah of dalad minim. This rich fellow, knowing that this other yid wasn't of great financial means, said, you know what? I'll offer you double the price if you sell me the esrig. The poor fellow still was not willing to sell the esrig. And then the rich man made an offer that he could not refuse. He tells him, I know that you owe that certain person money. I'm willing to repay your loan that you owe him if you sell me this esrig. Finally, the poor man had no choice. That loan was the sore spot. And after being asked so many times, he just couldn't say no. And he sold this beautiful esrig with a heavy heart to this rich fellow. And now the question is, did this rich fellow do something wrong by badgering this poor man to sell him his esrig? And if he did do something wrong, is it going to be ma'akev his mikiyum of mitzvahs dalad minim in the action that he did? Let us try to see what the halacha is from the daf that we learned today. The Gemara says on daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says that if one is given something to watch for somebody else, and at the end he makes a claim that something happened to the item, some accident, and he absolves himself from any responsibility, the Gemara says he has to make a shvua she'eino b'shusoy. That means he has to make a shvua, swear to the one who gave him this thing to watch for him, that the item is not anymore in his possession. Meaning that we're worried that he's still holding on to the item. So the Gemara asks, if we're worried that he's still holding on to the item, so he's a gazlan. He's someone that's willing to steal. So if he's willing to steal, we don't trust his swearing. We don't trust his oath. Because if he's chashud to steal, he should also be chashud to lie. So the Gemara answers, true. If he were just to outright steal, then the halacha would be that we'd not trust his swearing, his oath. But we're worried is that he's not planning to steal it. He's going to give the money. He's going to pay for it. He's just denying that the item is by him, but he's willing to pay for it. Asks the Gemara, who cares if he's willing to pay for it? Even if he's willing to pay for it, and he's not considered a gazlan, but he's over the issa of loy sachmoit. The Torah says you're not allowed to want and covet somebody else's item. So here, this person is over loy sachmoit. So he should still not be believed. So the Gemara answers that people think that loy sachmoit means without money. But if they're willing to pay the money, then the Gemara says people think that there is no loy sachmoit. And therefore, we trust his oath. Still we see from the Gemara that one who takes an item without permission, and even though he's willing to pay his other friend for it, the halacha is he's over the law of loy sachmoit. But that's if he forces the other person to give it to him. What happens if he doesn't force him? He badgers him. And makes him sell it to him even though he doesn't really want to. By badgering him. Is that also loy sachmoit? So that the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shun Nun Tes in Chayshim Mishpat, that is also considered loy sachmoit. If one is hiftzir, he begs and begs many times until the person, not being able to deal with this pressure, sells it, but not because he willingly wants to. This person is over loy sachmoit, a lav in the Torah, and one of the Aseres HaDibrois, loy sachmoit. And so seemingly in our story, when this fellow badgered this poor fellow until he sold him this esrog, he was over the lav of loy sachmoit. Now, one can make the claim that maybe loy sachmoit does not apply when it's for a mitzvah. Because if you were to look in the Torah, which things the Torah says you shouldn't do loy sachmoit, it says beis re'echo, eishes re'echo. So you would say, since the Torah gave examples, the Torah means only such things that are not for mitzvahs. They're actual physical things, physical and materialistic things, where you need for your day-to-day, you want for your day-to-day life. But if you want to do something for a mitzvah, maybe there is no loy sachmoit. Says the Sefer B'Tzel HaChochma that that's not correct. He proves, and he brings from other achroinim, that even if it's a item that you want for a mitzvah, since the item is a regular food, it's an esrog, it's food, it's something that has also use, not for a mitzvah, even though your intention is for a mitzvah, that is not exempt you from the law of loy sachmoit. And therefore, this person who badgered the other person to sell him his esrog was over the lav of loy sachmoit. Now the question is he mekayim mitzvahs dalad minim? So the Rama says in Simen Tov Reish Mem Tes that if the first day of Sukkot one wants to be yoytze dalad minim with an esrog that he stole, he is not yoytze. And the reason is, because it's not lochem. Torah says, v'lekachtem lochem, it has to be yours. Steal something, it's not considered yours. Since you have to return it, it's not considered yours. Question is, someone who was over loy sachmoit, does he have to return the item? Or is it his, now that he actually did it, and he bought it, and he paid the money, it belongs to him? And the Ravid seems to say on the Rambam that one who is over loy sachmoit, even in a fashion where it was only hiftzir, where he badgered him, the Ravid says that that's something that he's responsible to return. And therefore, according to the Ravid, seemingly, you would not be Mekayim Mitzvahs Dalad Minim with this Esrik. There are those, though, that learn that the Rambam over there argues with the Ravid, and he argues for this reason. Since it's only Hiftzir, even though he badgered him, but since at the end he sold it to him, there is no responsibility to return it, and there they hold that there is no problem of Lachem, and therefore, according to that, the Rambam would hold that Alt Lachem, there would be no problem of being Mekayim Mitzvahs Dal Minim with such an Esrik. Still, you have another problem. Moss says in Simon Tov Reish Mem Tes that even other days, since it came, the way a person got the Esrik was through Gzela, is a mitzvah habo ba'avera, and some Rishonim hold, and some Poskim hold, and a mitzvah habo ba'avera is ma'akev, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. According to that, it would seem that if someone was over loisachmoid, and that's how he got the Dalad Minim, he would not be yoytze the mitzvah of Dalad Minim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.